I do want to say that I stand corrected about Mad Men. It takes place in the 60s, not the 50s.
Referring to last week's show.
That's right. The riddle from last week that no one has solved yet.
No one has solved yet. Imagine that. So we put out the Hard Hat Challenge number 4, or actually it was number 3 last time and last week. And although I've gotten a lot of very interesting emails, and there are some people who are kind of on the hunt and in the right direction. Matter of fact, there are dev teams, if you can believe it, crack dev teams that have been assigned to this problem, so I feel like I'm wasting people's time now. But the challenge has gone unsolved. So last week's, if you're looking for a challenge, it's a serious one because we amped it up a bit. It's still out there.
Right.
But that said, we've got another challenge this week. We've dialed the difficulty down just a little bit. We've got our guest today, of course, wearing our hard hats for us.
So we've
got the hard hat challenge all teed up for us. And this challenge doesn't require any, I don't have to say anything. All I have to do is show what this particular image is. And like most of the other ones, you'll have to look at this, apply a little bit of logic, use your geek hard hat skills, and figure out what this says. This eventually ends up being a question.
Oh, I thought it's an optical illusion because I saw a snake in there.
Those 3D eye processes.
Yeah, exactly.
I was assuming it was like the Matrix. I was waiting for it to move.
So the answer is not a snake, sorry. And it's not the Matrix either.
There you go.
But anyone who does have the answer, the first one to post it in the forum and the thread underneath this.
That's right. That
video,
limited edition PDC 2008 t-shirt.
It's an internal t-shirt. They're not many made, so it's a big deal.
Are we eligible?
You are not, unfortunately.
Oh.
What, just because you're keynote speakers, you think you deserve special treatment?
These guys are keynote speakers?
Apparently. That's what they tell us.
Who are they anyway?
I don't know. They're hiding under these cool hats.
Kind of cool hats. By the way, you can ditch those hats if you want.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, okay, I thought it was for the whole...
I thought it was for the duration. Yeah,
great. I'm flexible.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure these guys really need introductions.
Probably don't.
But it's Chris Anderson and Don Box. Howdy. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So we have upped the bar for this year's PDC, and these guys have made appearances in a couple of our previous PDCs. Mm-hmm. In the keynotes, but this time we are handing over an entire keynote to both of them, and they're going to go crazy.
It'll be interesting.
Or so they promise.
Yeah. That's what we've been, We've been told that it's a clothing optional keynote, which is excellent.
That's why we're getting in training.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
to the gym every day.
Yeah.
I want to show my six pack.
Exactly. As you code with your shirt on.
Yeah.
That's great. Uh-huh. So, yeah, two prior keynotes you guys have been involved with?
Plus yeah, absolutely.
A lot of other PDC stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's been fun. We've had a great opportunity to introduce some great technology, and mm-hmm. looking forward to this PDC. It should be, promises to be the best one this year. It'll be fabulous.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for it being the best one this year.
Yeah. We always get great feedback. I mean, if you look at the comments, these guys up on stage coding live, right? Which makes it totally real.
PowerPoint.
It's not just the PowerPoint decks with the beautiful architecture diagrams. It's making it real. And this is our audience. You guys really represent our audience, so...
We code all day, every day, so, I mean, that's what our job
in
is.
In a shared office.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's that about? That's my choice, right?
Well, we're not senior enough. You know, we've been trying to make some inroads, so we can only get one office. We're lucky it's on the window. We have a window.
Yeah, nice.
But we do have one office.
It is over the garage, though, so we hear the trucks coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Always fun.
So I want to go back to the guys that you code every day. You just said you code every day.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people might think you've been doing this for so long, you know, you've kind of risen in the ranks and you don't touch code anymore. You actually code all day.
That actually, it's not rising in the ranks if you don't code all day. That's a demotion. That's if you've done something where you're no longer trusted to write the code. That's a problem. No, actually, we both have a gig where we get to build a lot of technology, work with a lot of teams. And while we have a lot of breadth roles, it's important to actually work with the code, build the code, and write the code. So,
I spend a lot of time every day in a text editor.
Yeah. I was fabulous yesterday. I had like a total of 45 minutes of it where I was not coding. It was a wonderful day.
Otherwise,
the whole day was coding. And was it coding on all the stuff we're going to talk about at PDC?
I love that.
It was fabulous. It was so much fun.
So the idea is you guys have been popular. You make it real. We're going to give you a huge chunk of time, basically, to get up there and code from kind of the blinking cursor on the black screen all the way through some application that you're going to build in front of the audience.
Yeah.
And it's going to take everything we talk about in the other keynotes and kind of make it real, right?
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you guys, I want to go back to the history here. They've been involved in PDC longer than you and I have been involved in PDCs.
Yeah.
Don, what was your first PDC?
1996, San Francisco Internet PDC. It was where we launched Internet Explorer 3.
Wow.
That's where we launched ActiveX and Active Everything.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we said, you know, an ActiveX control, it's just calm. All you need to do to be an ActiveX control is implement INKNOWN. They said that. That was before I was on the
and
side
the
of the
market's
aisle.
Safe. Of course, don't forget the little
binary. Yes, safe for scripting.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And the other 14 interfaces.
Component categories.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and
what year was that?
That was 1996. I've been at every I've spoken at every PDC since, because I only joined the firm in 2001, mm-hmm. 2002 actually. Every PDC up until then, I could only do pre-cons, because you know we only let blue badges do real sessions.
And they were popular pre-cons. I remember as a Microsoft employee even wanting to get in one, and it was absolutely packed.
Everybody loved that comm stuff, man. Yeah. It was the thing.
If you wanted to teach people about stuff, it was a great piece of technology. Mm-hmm. There was a lot to teach.
Comm was very, very good to me financially.
Yeah. And Chris, your first PDC?
My first PDC, I attended some PDCs before that, but the first PDC I spoke at was 2000, where we introduced .NET, which was great. That was a blast. That was really cool.
Yeah.
So
one of the best PDCs ever.
Oh, yeah. That talk where in the big room, they first announced it, and Anders came out and did this great lap around .NET and showed off all this technology, and they said, you know, GUIDs are dead, variants dead, and the audience erupted in applause, and then you walked out of the room, and people were in shock. They were just like, it was mind-blowing to them. They were.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we'll blow their mind again.
Oh, I think so.
So this kind of live coding is going to be around some kind of scenario. I assume you're thinking about this. You're going out and getting all the technologies that would be involved. I mean, what's the process of coming up with a keynote?
Well, the process is, you know, we do data gathering, mm-hmm. right? So we write code against a bunch of different things, figure out what's going to fit, what makes sense, try and find the story inside the technology. I mean, you know, and I work on a product team. I'm as guilty of this as everybody else, right? You keep building stuff, and you think you know what you're building, but until you build it, you don't really know, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's not wildly different, but in terms of actually figuring out what's going to be important, what's going to be the design center for people who use the technology, you don't really know until towards the end. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of it is just spelunking, writing code, figuring out what things do. And then, you know, once we're still in that mode, mm-hmm. and, you know, once we kind of, you know, we're building, you know, the story's kind of emerging. And it's absolutely evolutionary, right? We just kind of incrementally do stuff, do it from the ground up, and then look at what we got and say, there's three ideas here. Mm-hmm. Here
and
they
for
are.
People who have maybe never been to a PDC, because mm-hmm. I know it's been 3 years since we had our last one, mm-hmm. They might not understand that at PDC, that's where we launch a lot of big products. We just mentioned a couple here, right? So a lot of this stuff is coming in so hot and heavy that you're really skating on, you know,
a
product that's moving around underneath you as you're building this scenario.
The two, 3 months leading up to PDC is just miserable. Mm-hmm. Miserable if you work at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. In a good way.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a labor. It's like I don't know this firsthand, but I hear labor is also miserable.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I can see the platform. It's crowning, right?
There's an image.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. We'll never be invited back.
And I love the mono shirt. It's awesome. Oh,
thanks.
I didn't even think about that.
Perfect.
I think Miguel was fabulous.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Shout out to Miguel.
Yeah, shout out to Miguel.
So it's gathering all these technologies, figuring out how it relates to the story and kind of the stuff that we're going to announce. And
getting it down into an hour and a half.
Yeah. So you're going to write like, you know, 10,000 lines. You're going to paste a lot of code in like we always see in the
demo. That's fine. We're building a new piece of technology just to generate the demo. That's
file new keynote demo.
Yeah.
And
that's what we're actually going to write in the keynote.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but it's not this thousands lines.
No, I mean, look, you know, we have a lot of history at Microsoft of building, you know, iBuySpy and these Jimundo huge apps, which is great for demonstrating the capabilities of the platform. Mm-hmm. But if you want to understand how to use the platform and what the platform really is, it's not a very efficient communication vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, what we do is we write, you know, we often talk about these lapses, you know, we're going to write Hello World 10 times. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. You know, it's all about what's the smallest piece of code that touches and illustrates the idea that you can look at in isolation. You don't have all this extra context to come in. And, you know, really, this for me, you know, the way we do this is we just give the talk we want to hear. Mm-hmm. Right, I always empathize with the poor slob sitting in the audience and saying, "Oh my God, my head's exploding. Yeah. What the hell are these guys doing? What am I going to do when I go back?" So what we try to do is just ground it in. You know, here's what I'd want to hear. This is how I'd want to relate to that technology.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So imagine yourself in the audience and kind of reflect back on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a great plan.
Yeah.
So as far as, go ahead.
What's special about the PDC for you guys? I mean, you guys do tons of conferences. Why is this event so special?
It's the PDC.
It's the PDC.
It's the big one. Like, this is where you announce things. This is the forward-looking event. This is about all the new developer technologies. And I love developers. And so the fact is focused on developers, that really excites me. So that's it.